This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's army said its soldiers found a tunnel shaft used by Hamas militants at Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital, while the UN voiced concern that no aid would be delivered to Palestinians on Friday via the Rafah crossing with Egypt. Since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, Israeli settlers have been more and more aggressive to their Palestinian neighbors, at first shooting across the border and lately actually entering the West Bank and attacking Palestinians. VOA's Yon Boshat reports from the West Bank.
Amount of rubble, personal items, and destroyed furniture used to be the home of two Palestinian families in the herding community of El Mafagara until 2 weeks ago. One day, Jewish settlers who lived nearby arrived with guns, trucks, and a bulldozer, according to those who live here. In minutes, they say, everything was gone. People here say that before the war, they would call the Israeli police to solve any problems they had with the neighbor settlers. But now, they say, nobody comes to help them anymore. Yabwesha, VOA News, Hebron, the West Bank.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said new challenges are emerging from the situation in Western Asia during a speech at the Global South Summit on Friday.
Pashchim Asia kshetra ki ghatnaon se nayi chunautiyan ubhar rahi hai.
Referring to the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, Modi said India had criticized the October 7th terrorist attack on Israel. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Poor air quality has prompted India's capital, New Delhi, to issue a ban on construction. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina says it's in the hope of keeping down the dust and reducing vehicle exhaust.
The ban on construction has compounded the misery for thousands of workers. We have to keep doing something to feed ourselves and our children, said this man. Part of the issue is wind gusts, carrying smoke over the city from farm fires and nearby fields, said a meteorological department official. The Supreme Court ordered a ban on crop residue burning, but local media reports said farmers are defying the order. These are anti-smog guns being deployed in an attempt to settle dust by sprinkling water across the city.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina, who says cold air traps the emissions close to the ground. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping made rival bids to win over Asia-Pacific allies at a summit in San Francisco, California on Thursday, just a day after the two leaders met in a bid to reduce tensions between the superpowers. Biden told business leaders we're not going anywhere, attending the APEC summit as he tried to reassure the 21 member economies of U.S. commitment to the region. Biden said there would be regional and global benefits from his talks with Xi a day after they met for the first time in a year at a villa outside the city and emerged pledging to avoid a dangerous rift. U.S. President Joe Biden and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador are two strong allies who don't always get along personally. On Friday, they will meet to talk migration, fentanyl trafficking, and Cuba relations. The two leaders are in San Francisco for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. American singer-actress Cassie is suing musician and media mogul Sean Diddy Combs for rape, AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Cassie says in her lawsuit filed in New York federal court that Sean Diddy Combs brought her into his fast-paced and drug-fueled lifestyle shortly after he signed her to his label in 2005, when she was 19 and he was 37. Her lawsuit accuses Combs of pressuring her to do drugs, beating her savagely, and raping her when she tried to end the relationship with him in 2018. Combs's attorney, Ben Braffman, says in a statement to the New York Times, Combs refused Cassie's demand for $30 million or she would write a book about their relationship. Braffman says Cassie now has filed a lawsuit full of baseless and outrageous lies. I'm Archie Zarletta.
I'm Joe Raymond.